2020 has not started off well for my wife, Wendy. Not long after New Year's, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She did not court this. Cancer does not run in her family. She has never smoked, drinks little, exercises regularly, and eats far better than the average American. As her surgeon at Swedish American in Rockford told her, she was 1 in 8, meaning she was one of the 8 American women who will be diagnosed with breast cancer during their lifetime. All that said, we are fortunate on 2 counts. First, her chances are excellent to make a full recovery with as good a team of doctors and nurses as anyone could hope for. Second, we can easily afford the deductible and the out-of-pocket expenses tied to her treatment. But we wish everyone could be as lucky as we are on that second count. The stress of a diagnosis like this is bad enough. Neither one of us can fathom, though, the added financial stress of the medical cost for treatment. If Wendy had gotten the same diagnosis 20 years ago, when our 3 daughters were under the age of 6, when our income was a third of what it is now, and with no real emergency fund, our long-term financial health could have been shattered. I think that explains why medical costs rank in the top 3 reasons for declaring personal bankruptcy in this country. Every developed country on this planet has free and universal health care except for the United States. If those countries can do it, why can't this one? I'm Andrew Nelson, and that's my perspective.